I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 21st. Two candidates have announced their intentions to run for Quincy School Committee this year. Tom Leung and Kai Lee will be candidates in this fall's city election. Leung is a financial analyst at a Boston firm and also owns Metalush Beauty Salon on Hancock Street in Wollaston with his wife. Leung is a Quincy native and a graduate of Quincy Public Schools and Tufts University in Boston with degrees in computer science and finance. Leung went on to earn a master's in business from Northeastern University. He and his wife have three children in the Quincy schools. They live on Huntley Road in Ward 1. Leung says he wants to be an advocate for transparency and clear communication with families to improve special education, invest in school buildings, and celebrate the school's multicultural community. A second candidate has also come forward. Kai Lee says he intends to run for school committee. Lee has been a senior software quality assurance analyst with Safety Insurance for 18 years. Lee also volunteers as a Cub Master with PAC 42 in Quincy and as president of the Southwest Middle School PTO. Lee graduated from Baruch College in New York in 2003 with a degree in computer information systems. The Quincy Planning Board is reviewing proposals for three new apartment complexes. Developers want to put up a six-story, 58-unit complex on Willard Street, across from the Common Market Restaurant. At a public hearing, concerns about traffic, parking, and the loss of a historic granite building at that site were discussed. The new building would have a two-level parking garage with 105 parking spaces. The board also considered a plan for a 94-unit apartment complex with parking for 97 cars on Old Colony Avenue and a 27-unit affordable housing building just one lot over on Old Colony Avenue by the same developer. Concerns about parking and flooding were raised during that discussion. The planning board continued both public hearings until May 21st. Well, Rob Hale of Hingham, CEO of Quincy's Granite Telecommunications, is now part owner of the Boston Celtics. Hale is part of the new ownership group run by William Chisholm, who bought the team this week for a record $6.1 billion. Chisholm is a co-founder and managing partner of Symphony Technology Group, a private equity firm. Chisholm is a native of Georgetown and a Dartmouth College graduate. He describes himself as a lifelong Celtics fan. Wick Grousbeck bought the Celtics in 2002 for $360 million. He will remain as the team's CEO and governor through the 2028 season. The Quincy Department of Natural Resources Environmental Treasures Program presents Quincy in 1925 as part of the Quincy 400 celebration. City historian Bob Damon will be offering a guided walk to imagine what Quincy looked like in 1925. Tours are being held today and tomorrow at 2 p.m. To register, email Sally Owen, S-O-W-E-N, at quincyma.gov. The Kraft Family Blood Donor Center will be holding a blood drive today until 3:30 at the Quincy Health Department at the Kennedy Center. You can email blooddonors@partners.org or call 617-632-3206 to schedule an appointment. Walk-ins will be accepted as time allows. Donors will receive a $10 Target card. Photo ID is required for all donors. Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy Center will present a special movie matinee of Wicked for all ages on Saturday from 11:30 to 2:30 for free. The Bureau Drawer Thrift Shop at Interfaith Social Services on Adams Street in Quincy is now open on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. for purchases and donation appointments. The shop will now be open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 12:30 to 3:30 and Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has announced the closure of the Houghton's Pond Visitor Center in the Blue Hills Reservation in Milton for building maintenance. Until further notice, temporary restrooms will be available during the closure. Buses will be replacing MBTA Red Line trains both Saturday and Sunday between JFK, UMass, and Braintree for maintenance work. The commuter rail will also be fare-free between Braintree, Quincy Center, JFK, UMass, and South Station. Fees on Uber and Lyft rides to and from Logan Airport will increase $2.25 per trip this summer, and Massport also raised other driving costs at the airport. The Massport board yesterday unanimously approved a package of fee hikes affecting passengers who use the apps to book rides to or from Logan, taxi and limo pickups at the airport, and parking for both travelers and airport employees. Starting July 1st, the per-trip fee for an Uber or Lyft pickup or drop-off will rise from $3.25 to $5.50. Under a deal announced with the app companies earlier this week, Massport backed away from its original proposal to impose subsequent fee increases that would eventually push the per-trip charge to $7.50 or higher. Fees will also increase this summer and again in fiscal year 2028 for limo pickups, taxi pickups, employee parking, terminal and economy parking for travelers. Once fully implemented, the cost will land at $7.50 for a limo pickup, $5.50 for a taxi, $275 a month for Logan employee parking, a maximum $51 a day for terminal parking, and a maximum $42 a day for economy parking. Massport officials say the hikes are necessary to raise money for airport infrastructure improvements and to incentivize more passengers to use public transit or carpool to get to the airport. Demand at Logan's been steadily increasing, and officials warn that without investment in behavior changes, the airport's already crowded roadways will not be able to accommodate more and more vehicles. Your chance of becoming a millionaire by playing Mega Millions will soon cost you more. Starting on April 8th, a Mega Millions ticket will cost $5 per play, up from $2 per ticket. It's the only game price adjustment since the first ticket was sold more than 20 years ago. The commission is billing the ticket increase as part of a mega overhaul, with plans to be bigger and better than ever when the new and improved games launch in April. With the new enhancements, state lottery officials claim players will benefit from improved odds to win the jackpot, bigger jackpots more frequently, larger starting jackpots, and faster growing jackpots. The new format will include a built-in multiplier on every play, automatically improving every non-jackpot win by 2 to 5 times, up to $10 million for matching the 5 white balls. And there will be no break-even prizes, meaning when a player wins, they'll always win more than the cost of the ticket. The minimum prize is $10. A check of business news. Stocks retreated. The Dow was down 11 points. The NASDAQ fell 59, and the S&P dropped 12. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $68 a barrel. Sports: Bruins beat the Vegas Golden Knights 5-1. They'll be in San Jose against the Sharks tomorrow night at 10:30. Tonight, the Celtics are in Utah against the Jazz at 9:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service calls for rain this morning and gusty winds as well. Maybe some breaks of sun later today, high of 49 degrees. Clearing out tonight at a low of 43. Tomorrow mainly cloudy, but a high of 59. Sunshine on Sunday, breezy, high 45. And then Monday, messy with rain, maybe some mixed precipitation, and a high Monday, 49. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, winds northwest 15 to 20 with gusts to 30 knots. At a high tide at 5:19 p.m. Sunrise 6:44, sets at 6:57. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, March 21st.